Bonjour, hi, welcome or welcome back to Another Coffee Talk. For those of you who are not familiar with Another Coffee Talk, it's a series and a podcast I have where every Friday I sit down with a cup of coffee, I sip on it while I talk about different topics that have been on my mind for the past week, and this week is no exception. Wow, a lot has happened in the past week. It truly feels like it's been a month, but no, it's only been a week. As much as I feel like I've been all over the place, I feel like I've been really grounded at the same time and really focused. And that's surprising for me, because when I have many things going on, I tend to just like get overwhelmed and just spread myself everywhere. But I feel like I've been able to stay collected, stay cool and collected. And I'm happy about that. But that's not the topic of this week's coffee talk. This week I wanted to talk about my friends and my family and how grateful I am for them. As a little premise, I've been binge watching the TV show The Bear. If you haven't watched the series, it's truly amazing. It made me fall back in love with cooking. As strange as this may sound, but also it made me very anxious at the same time. If you've watched The Bear before, you maybe know what I am referring to, because it takes place in a family restaurant, and then you get to kind of see where all the characters come from and the kind of family they're in. And it's no secret that every family has its history, and every family has, you know, characters and issues and problems, but also a lot of love. And watching these characters develop and knowing where they all kind of came from made me very anxious, but also very grateful to have the people that I have around me, and not only my family but my friends, because I do think that the friends you have are kind of the family that you get to pick for yourself. And I've just been extremely grateful for them recently, just like throughout the past weeks, months, and years. But I've just been feeling this wave of gratitude and of love towards my friends and family recently. And last week, actually, I spent the day with my sister and two of my closest friends. And I just sat there and I watched them cook. And tears came up because I was so grateful to be around these people and to share this moment with them. And I don't know, lately I've been feeling very vulnerable and very emotional and very sensitive, but in the best way possible. And in the past, I used to kind of hide, and I used to be ashamed of feeling that way, and I used to not tell people that I love them because I was afraid it was not going to be reciprocated. And now I just, whenever I feel like this, whenever I feel like telling someone I love them, I tell them, because you never know when you're going to lose someone, and you shouldn't take anybody for granted, especially if they make you feel happy, and especially if they bring you some joy. And if you love them, you should tell them. It's funny because I told them just that. I told them how grateful I was to be with them in that exact moment, but also just in life in general, having them by my side. And as I said, the last week has been very intense, and I just knew that I could count on these people to carry me through whatever was happening. Nothing negative. Everything that happened in the last week is very positive and is making me very happy and proud and, hopeful. But also, it's a lot of things happening at the same time. It's a lot of change, but good change. And knowing that these people are there, they're part of my foundation, they're part of almost my identity at this point, because they've helped me become the person that I am today. And I think they do make me become a better person every day. Every time that I see my friends and my family, they help me to grow and evolve. And that sounds extremely cheesy, but I do think that. And I know I've said it, but I'm gonna keep on saying it. I'm just beyond grateful. Okay, so what's the biggest thing that's happening right now is I have found myself a new apartment and I will be moving away and moving on my own. And I think I've probably mentioned that before, maybe not, but I'm currently living with my sister. We share an apartment and it's been almost 5 years now that we've been living together. And at first I was kind of not afraid, but I felt bad for wanting to leave. But I don't want to leave her. I just want to have a place of my own. And I felt almost guilty for wanting that because in my head that meant leaving her alone and by herself. And as a big sister, that's the last thing I want to do. I don't want her to feel left out and I don't want her to feel abandoned. So I was kind of hesitant about telling her that, about telling her about the whole process and where I was at in my head and where I was at in the research ultimately. But then I had a conversation with her and I just realized that this fear of mine that I had was not founded, you know? It was not rational. It was an irrational fear because I know that my sister has my back. And in the past 5 years that we've lived together, our relationship has grown so much and we've grown closer. And I'm so happy about that. I'm so happy about sharing my life with her, about sharing the space with her now. But that doesn't mean that whatever I'm thinking now and whatever change I want is not valid. And that's what she told me. And she really reassured me. And it's people like that that I want in my life. Yes, she's my sister. So you might be thinking, well, she has kind of no choice but to be there for you and telling you that. But no, it is still a choice. Even though we are related by blood, she could hate me. She could be resentful. And she could be mad at me for wanting to leave. But she is not, because she is the person that she is. And because her relationship is so strong. The bond that we have together is stronger than me wanting to leave this apartment. And I'm very happy about that. And I'm, for lack of a better word, very grateful. And it's making me emotional because I will be missing my sister. But I know that she's going to be there for me no matter what. And I won't be very far away. And truly, it is such a relief. And it's really reassuring to know that I have all these people I can count on. And I know not everybody has this chance. Not everyone has the privilege of being close to their parents, to their family, to their siblings. Not a lot of people have genuine friendships that they can rely on and people that they can count on. But I do. And I'm happy about that. Not to brag or anything, but it's truly out of gratitude and just being grateful. And recognizing the chance that I have and recognizing the privilege that I have. It is truly a privilege to have the people that I have around me. And I wish that upon everybody. I wish that everyone could have these kinds of friendships and these kinds of relationships with their family, because they make such a difference in my life. And I have kind of taken it for granted in the past, especially as a teenager and young adult. But now that I'm growing older and older, and hopefully wiser, I'm realizing that these bonds and these relationships are very important. They are crucial to my well-being. I know it's a big word, but I truly feel it. I truly feel like for me to get better and to feel good, I need these people. I truly do. And without them, I wouldn't be the person that I am today. And I would probably be depressed. Well, maybe not, but you know what I mean. And as I said, I'm forcing myself to be a little bit more vocal about how I feel now, especially when it's very positive, because one, I feel like I have the place to do so, and two, I have a need to do so. And I was telling my friends just that in the moment I was telling you about when my friends were cooking, and I was just sitting there admiring them and just taking in that moment. And they were like, you know what, you should make a coffee talk about it. And that proves the point that they're very supportive of what I do, because they are aware of what I do. And that speaks for itself, because it proves the point that they're there for me. They support me in what I do. They encourage me to do what I do and to get better at it. And they give me ideas. And instead of being jealous or being judgmental of what I do, they're just there. And that's what good friends are. Also a good family, but in that case, it was my friends. I've just been feeling this rush of love and gratitude and joy, truly. And if my memory is correct, I think I've talked about something similar previously, how with my friends, I just feel like I can be my complete self without any judgment. And that in itself is so precious. I feel like I'm rich in the best way possible. I'm rich in the things that matter. And it's a shame because when I look at my friends, I feel this sense of peace that when I look at dating, yeah, talking about dating again, because this has become my trademark, but it's funny because I kind of wish that the people I dated would see me the same way my friends do. Because I know that with my friends, I'm just letting loose and I'm being myself and my most authentic self that I can be with, because I know I'm not going to be judged for who I am and I'm going to be accepted no matter what and I'm going to be loved because I trust these people so much and because they really do know me. And I wish I could kind of project that into the relationships I'm trying to build, but it's difficult because this takes time. And the people that I'm closest with have known me for years and they've watched me evolve, they've watched me grow, and they've just been there all along. They've stuck with me even at my lowest. And I wish I could. It's hard for me to put into words how I'm feeling about this whole thing, because when I think of my friends and when I think of the friendships that I have, I see them as this very pure thing. These people are gonna be there no matter what. And that is truly, for lack of a better word, precious. And it's funny because I was having a pretty similar conversation with, again, the friends I was in that room with, and how rare that is. A lot of people are just friends because they're friends. And they're like kind of circumstances friends in the way that, you know, they're going to have friends to go out with. They're going to have friends to shop with. They're going to have friends to go eat out with. They're going to have friends to watch movies with. They're going to have, you know, contextual friends. But I feel like with my friends, I could just do whatever. Whatever we feel like doing, we can do it together. And I know this is pretty rare. And I have like this foundation with my friends. And another friend of mine kind of told me how envious she was of that. Not in a jealous way, not in a negative way, but how she saw me with my other friends, with my like close friends and like a little group. Mind you, we're like 4 or 5 people. But still, we are so solid in the people that we are as individuals, but also as a group, that I know it could seem almost untouchable and unachievable and unapproachable, but at the same time, we're just so open and we just want to share this love because we know how rare it is to find these kind of people and to find these kind of bonds and to find these strong relationships. For instance, my friend Xav, I've been friends with for almost 10 years now, and I feel like at this point, we're just going to be friends for life. I hope so, because he's seen me at many stages of my life and nothing could destroy all the history that we have together. If it does happen, God forbid, that our lives go in separate ways, which I doubt is going to happen because of all the history that we have together and because of the strong and honest relationship that we have together. But you know what? I'm not going to be mad. Yes, I'm going to be maybe nostalgic because of everything that we've gone through and every experience that we've shared together. But at the same time, I'm going to be able to look back at this friendship and be grateful for it and be grateful for the person that it has made me up until now and for hopefully the many years to come. And that, again, is very precious. And I should not be taking this for granted. So this is your sign to call your friend, call your mom, call your sister, your brother, your cousin. Call the people that you love and tell them that you love them. I know I said that before in a previous coffee talk, but I really do mean it, because you never know what can happen, right? And I don't mean to be pessimist here, but you should not take anybody for granted. And if you love somebody, you should tell them. There's no point in not telling somebody that you love them. Because if you do feel that way, you should want to scream it at the top of your lungs and let them know. And yes, it can come off as cheesy, but at this point, why would you care? If you genuinely love somebody and you feel the urge to tell them, just go ahead and tell them, please, and thank you. And on that super cheesy note, I'm going to wrap it up here. Thank you so much for watching or listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting me. I truly, truly, truly mean it. Hopefully, I have made a little difference in your day today. If you would like to make a difference in mine, you know what to do. And I'm going to wish you in buongiorno.